Yeah, so right now that's what it's looking like is that the current position that they have is lining up against Winnipeg in the first round. And they have played decently, I would say, against Winnipeg throughout the year. They had that one game in early December where the second period was one of their best of the season. I think shots were something like 19-2. That was early in Montgomery's tenure, and they were still had that new coach bump, so to speak. And obviously, we've seen it turn into just good coaching throughout the last few months. But that was a good game they had. I think that first game back from the break at home against Winnipeg, they lose in a shootout, and that's one that the Blues felt like they should have got 2 points out of. And obviously, what happened on Monday, where they couldn't really get much going offensively. So they have played Winnipeg okay, I think, throughout the season. But you're right, when you have a team that defends like that in front of a goalie that plays like that, it's a tough assignment.
Yeah, that was a, there are stretches, of course, where this team had those difficulties, the Blues, in getting and generating. You know, for pretty much this has been a problem for the team that they've tried to address. Montgomery's got them at times playing better in puck possession. The first the half of that winning streak, they were awesome that way. But boy, you talk about not having any time and space and just being needing permission to leave the zone. Needing permission to go into the offensive zone, needing permission to hold on to the puck for more than a second or two. They just, I mean, Winnipeg just had a blanket on them. And this, you know, there were a couple of scoring chances in there, but not a lot. I mean, obviously, you know, Thomas can create out of nothing, which he did. But man, that was a clinic. And if you go back and look at that, it's going to be a lot for them to digest if they face the Jets because they had just no luck countering in that game. If you're already a subscriber, thanks. You'll be able to hear the podcast at stltoday.com/podcast. If you're not a subscriber, please join our growing audience by going to stltoday.com/story to see our offers.